This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Okay, as I promised last week, we have a very, very special show. It's going to be completely different than anything that we've been doing on the show, but it's always something special when we have this particular guest on. My dear friend, all the way from Montreal, Quebec, Parker Pat. Hi, Pat, how you doing?
I feel special.
You are.
Do you realize it's been the longest time in the last, I'd say, 7-8 years that we haven't seen each other in person?
I know. It's terrible because we even decided that if Montreal wasn't going to happen, I was still going to come visit and we were going to go down to New York or something like that, right? But we didn't even get a chance to do that. So it's been almost 2 years.
I miss you, brother.
I miss you too, man.
So aside from being a special show, it's also going to be a love fest. I'm not shy about it.
It's guy love between
That's me and Patrick.
I agree.
So today's show is going to be a little bit of playing music and a little bit of playing a game. We're going to have a bit of a quiz show. Now, Patrick has his own podcast. It's called Addicted to the Needle, the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. His dealer is Ben Shulman. And if you haven't listened to the show yet, you must check it out. It's super fun. Basically, Patrick, just like me, is addicted to collecting records, and Ben is a digger and gets out there and finds the most amazing stuff. And then, of course, Patrick gets first dibs, as it should be. You guys have been friends for a long, long, long time.
For more than a decade now.
Yeah.
That's the real reason why I'm on the show. It's only to plug my own podcast. So forget about the whole bromance. Listen to my podcast.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? Because I love you, I support that. So listen to his podcast. And there's a tie-in here, because on the last episode of Addicted to the Needle, Patrick put together this game that he played with Ben, who is incredibly knowledgeable. So it's going to be very interesting to see where I stand next to Ben, who got 6 out of 8, right? Is that right?
Oh, something like that. Yeah, I call Ben the Rain Man of 60s music.
So true.
He's the type of guy that's going to pick up a 45 and look at the label, and just by the font, he'll know where it was pressed. Or he'll go, oh yeah, the arranger of that track recorded this track on a Wednesday, and for lunch he had smoked meat on rye. No, the pastrami. So that's how knowledgeable Ben is. But I have faith in you. And the reason why I did this little trivia game for you is that I have absolutely zero knowledge. So I get to ask the questions and don't look like a fool.
But you know what? I kind of envy you in that, because the more digging and discovering that I do, it sort of changes the way that you listen to music. You know what I mean? Like you listen to music just for the pure joy of what you're listening to, right? You don't care who produced it or if it was recorded at Fame Studios or the Brill Building or wherever it was recorded. You listen to it and that's what you're listening to. Whereas I've come to the point where I'm listening to the differences between the sounds. If it's recorded at Motown, it's recorded at Stax, it's recorded at Fame. If it's Muscle Shoals versus Memphis Stax Studios, and you know, like things like that. Like
that's why in this duo, I'm the cool guy and you're the nerd.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm the cool mod.
Hey, that's my gift to you.
So I call this little trivia game Name That Fake Moldy Oldie.
Dun dun dun.
So the object of the game is pretty simple. It's to test your musical knowledge of 60s music. So I have different categories, and in each category I name 5 artists and a title to a song that came out on a 45. In there I hit a fake name and a fake title, and you have to suss it out.
I don't know how I'm going to do. It's going to be fun.
Well, I tested those out on my wife just before recording this show, and she did pretty well, even though she's not necessarily a 60s music aficionado. but she has a very strong bullshit meter.
Especially when it comes to you.
For everything that comes out of my mouth. So she did quite well. So we know each other pretty well. So you might just pick out the right tracks there.
Well, let's see.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
And what do you say that in between those categories, we play a little music and talk about it? And in certain categories, I have hidden a 45 of my own that we can play right after. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So first category, male soul R&B singer.
Okay.
So I'm going to name all the artists and the titles, and then I'm going to read them to you a second time. You can think through your choices.
Okay.
Here we go. Dub Benson, You Got Bats. Earl Holyman, Wanna Kiss You Too. Coley Arnaz, Fever. Art Simmons, Ain't Nobody's Fault. And Hamilton King, Not Until.
Okay.
So let's go through them again.
Some of those I know.
Oh, okay. I'm impressed. So first one, Dub Benson, You Got Bats.
You got bats as in the flying rodents?
B-A-T-S. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Doug Benson? Dub.
Dub. D-U-B.
Okay.
Earl Holyman? Wanna Kiss You Too?
Okay.
Coley Arnaz? Fever?
Okay.
Art Simmons? Ain't Nobody's Fault?
That's real.
And Hamilton King? Not Until.
What was the I Wanna Kiss You Too one?
Earl Holyman.
Yeah.
Sounds Jewish, but he's probably black.
Or that's not real. I claim that it's not real.
Wrong.
No way.
That came out, actually, that's a popcorn R&B that came out on Capitol.
Oh, man.
So, Dub Benson, You Got Bats. That's a blues R&B that came out on Star Trek. Do you have anything on Star Trek?
No, I don't. I know the name Dub Benson, though. Like, I've heard that name.
Okay, I have a record on Star Trek, and it's a cover, I think, of I Can't Explain by The Who.
Oh, cool.
So it's weird that they had some blues R&B on there, too. Coley Arnaz with a cover of Fever, and the flip side is a cover of Money.
Yeah, that I know. That one I've heard.
That's on Old Town.
Okay.
Hamilton King, Not Until. That's on World Artists. And the BS track is Art Simmons, Ain't Nobody's Fault.
No way. That's not real. Art Simmons. Come on.
Straight out of my, you know what?
Brain. We'll say brain.
So that's a zero out of one.
I'm 0 for 1. That is just a sad start.
So you can redeem yourself with this next one.
Okay.
R&B singers named Chuck.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So Chuck Bradford, You're Going to Miss Me.
Okay.
Chuck Lenoir, On the Way Home. Chuck Reed, okay. Females. Chuck Miller, Baltimore Jones. And Chuck Flamingo, What's My Chances?
That one's so ridiculous, that's probably real.
So you have 4 left. So Chuck Bradford, okay. You're Going to Miss Me.
Okay, I think that's real.
Chuck Lenoir, On the Way Home.
Probably real.
Chuck Reed, Females. I'm trying to have no reaction.
I should watch you. I'm a little closer. I'm like looking up to the sky thinking.
Chuck Miller, Baltimore Jones.
You know what? I'm gonna say Chuck Miller is the fake one.
With Baltimore Jones?
Yeah.
That came out on Mercury.
Good God. I don't know why we're doing this.
So Chuck Bradford, You're Going to Miss Me. That came out. That's an R&B track on Fire. Chuck Reed, Females. That's a mod R&B on Minaret. Chuck Flamingo, What's My Chances? That came out on Rojack.
Is that the fake one? Oh, come on.
So the fake one is Chuck Lenoir, On the Way Home.
I should have known with the French last name. I should have known.
Well, there's a Le Noir record label. That's why I picked that last name.
Okay. Well, well done.
All right. So, next one. Male R&B singer. Teddy Van. River Keep Moving. Jimmy Elledge. Gonna Turn My Voodoo On.
Is that Eldridge or Elledge?
Elledge. E-L-L-E-D-G-E.
Okay.
Bobby Towers, Bondage of Love. And by the looks of your basement record studio, that'd be perfect. Your sex dungeon. So Bobby Towers, Bondage of Love. Oklahoma Slim, Love is a Two-Way Street. And Joe Tingle, well, how about that?
Okay. Run through them again.
So, Teddy Van, River Keep Moving.
Okay.
Jimmy Elledge, Gonna Turn My Voodoo On. Of course, Gonna is G-O-N-N-A.
G-O-N-N-A.
Bobby Towers, Bondage of Love. Oklahoma Slim, Love is a Two-Way Street. And Joe Tingle, well, how about that? Exclamation point.
This is hard.
What does your gut tell you?
I feel like the Elledge one. Wait, what was the name of the song on that one?
Gonna Turn My Voodoo On.
I feel like that's the fake one.
Well, if it's real, wouldn't that be a great title?
Oh, what?
No, it's not. It's true.
Set me up for that.
It's a mod rocker on RCA Victor.
Wow.
Teddy Van, River Keep Moving. That's a deep soul R&B that came out on Jubilee. Bobby Towers, Bondage of Love. That's a popcorn rocker that came on Stylo. I'd never seen that record label before.
Stylo, okay.
S-T-Y-L-O. Joe Tingle, well, how about that? That's on Favor, another obscure record label. And the fake one is Oklahoma Slim, Love is a Two-Way Street.
My God. So what am I,
0-0 for 3 or 4?
0-3.
All right, you want to take a musical break and pick up your marbles and your dignity?
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm losing my listeners. I need to bring you all back.
Ooh.
that was Marvin Gaye, Little Darlin', on the UK Tamla Motown label. And I just got, now I've been talking about this for the last few weeks on my show, but I came across a big collection from the UK from a couple of Jamaican dudes who had moved to the UK in the mid 60s and then both moved to Winnipeg in the early 70s. And they were both into the same kind of music. And they met here in Winnipeg and they became friends and traded amongst themselves, and they've recently sold the collection between the two of them. And there's a lot of ska and reggae, but I did come across some pretty fantastic soul and R&B as well, and that was one of the records that I came across. It's got Hey Diddle Diddle on the other side, which is, I didn't even realize that he recorded that, but I'm going to play it next week with a special little set that I'm putting together for next week. What did you think of that?
I'm sorry. It's all that talk powder that poured out of my headphones. I'm sorry. And I'm a bit dizzy from all that spinning and, you know, doing the splits.
Yeah, I was impressed by your high kicks and backdrops. They're very impressive.
If that's not pure Northern soul, fist in the air, dance right? All night, the owl.
Hootie the owl.
And all that. I don't know what Northern soul is.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny because we can consider that soul. We would consider it soul. We would consider it the Motown sound. But it's definitely Northern soul, too. So it's got lots of things that could go into the male soul and R&B vocalist category, perhaps.
I don't know. I'm a bit foggy from all that cloud of baby powder.
And the Brute 33 and the sweat falling off of the ceiling from all the condensation.
No, that's because of your sex dungeon.
That's my sex dungeon. That's doing that. Just to be clear, I do not have a sex dungeon. This is my basement has stone walls, and it looks like a cavern. I like to think of it as sort of like a basement nightclub cavern thing. I've got lights going and everything.
Yeah, a chains and handcuffs and stretchers.
Stop,
and
stop. Not true. Not true. That stuff's packed away.
What's that whip hanging from the ceiling?
It's called the cat of nine tails.
Oh, I'll see. You're an expert. All right, so are you ready to be
humiliated further? Absolutely.
So yeah, you might have more success with this next category because I know you're a psych fan. So
yes,
next category is psychedelic bands from 1967.
Very specific year.
Yep. So here we go.
Okay.
50-foot hose, Cauldron, the People Pleaser set, Magic Spell, First Crow to the Moon, The Sun Lights Up the Shadows of Your Mind, ooh, Eric and the Smoke Ponies, I'll Give You More, and Pinocchio and the Puppets, Fusion.
Their names are just insane, like hilarious.
You laughed at a couple of those, so, well, it's typical of 1967, but I'm telling you, they can't all be fake.
Only one of them is fake, right?
That's
please
right.
Tell me.
So, first one, 50-foot hose, Cauldron.
It's got to be real.
Okay. The People Pleaser set, Magic Spell.
Okay.
First Crow to the Moon, The Sun Lights Up the Shadows of Your Mind. That's such a 1967 sounding title.
It definitely is.
Eric and the Smoke Ponies. You know, from Winnipeg. That's probably a group,
from Winnipeg. On the Franklin label.
I'll Give You More. And Pinocchio and the Puppets, Fusion.
See, the thing is, their names are all so ridiculous for real that you can make up anything out of the blue and it would still fit in, which is exactly what you've done.
It's probably out of blue smoke.
Well, see, I think it's the pony smoking pony one.
And I have to point out it's Eric with a K, of course. Oh, Eric, yes. And the Smoke Ponies. I'll give you more. So that's the pick one?
That's my pick.
Well, that came out on Kama Sutra.
Of course it did, Kama Sutra. That label has got the weirdest bands on it, too.
So that's true. 50-foot Hose, Cauldron, that came out on Limelight.
Yeah.
First Crow to the Moon, The Sun Lights Up the Shadows of Your Mind, that came out on Roulette.
I'm glad that one's real, because that was my next guess, and it's a very cool name for a band, First Crow to the Moon. Yep.
Pinocchio and the Puppets, Fusion, that came out on Mercury. So the fake one was The People Pleaser Sect, Magic Spell.
Oh, come on.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
That's very well done. Very good. I'm...
Yeah, 1967. I wasn't born, but I can certainly picture myself.
Being into that stuff. Would you be one of those mods who went into the psychedelics in the late 70s?
I don't know. I'd be a mix of a hard mod and a psychedelic, peace-loving mod, I guess. I don't know. Because I like my 69 Trojan ska, too. So
yeah, I've thought about what I would have been like if I were a mod in the early 60s. Because I probably would have been one of those mods who got really pissed off when the rest of the world went all mod swing in London. And I think I would have gone to the Northern Soul scene. I would have probably gone to Twisted Wheel and then to The Torch and then up to Wigan after that. I think that's the course I would have taken. I probably would have tried to stay mod as long as possible, but would have most likely gotten wrapped up in that Northern Soul.
You know what? I have to agree, because my own mod evolution was, you know, obviously we both came out of the mod revival.
Yeah.
And, you know, like all the mod revival bands. But then I went backwards into, you know, 60s soul and R&B.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
But I do like a Nehru collar, purple velvet 4-button jacket with a paisley shirt.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I do too, man. I love that. I love that look. I love that 67 look. By 69, it got a little bit too dirty. But, you know, like, you can never lose the mod ethos of being clean and neat. You know what I mean? Like, being clean and neat, but going maybe a little bit Eastern is very cool. But once you've got long, greasy hair and tie-dye shirts and stuff like that, you've lost me completely.
Of course. But I love myself a little cravat. And
yeah.
I don't have 60s flares, though. Do you own a pair?
I did own a pair, but they no longer fit me. Maybe they will after the lockdown. I'll get back into them.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Everybody's world, I think.
All right. So, hey, maybe the next one will be your first point. Let's see. So next category is female R&B soul singer.
Okay.
First one, Bertha Bredsacker, No Money Down.
Bredsacker? Okay.
Delores Berry, No Other Girl. Diane Newby, Everything's Wrong. Jill Spring, Sidesteppin'. And Doris Duke, Congratulations, Baby.
Okay.
So
I recognize some of those names.
Okay, let's see if you which one you do recognize. So Bertha Bredsacker, No Money Down. Recognize that one?
No, I don't. Is it real? I don't know. Okay, keep going.
Delores Berry, No Other Girl.
Okay. And
Diane Newby, Everything's Wrong. Jill Spring, Sidesteppin', and Doris Duke, Congratulations, Baby.
Okay, so I think it's either the first one or the Doris Spring one. Those two I don't recognize.
Jill Spring and Doris Duke.
Does Doris Duke
Doris Duke is the last one. Congratulations.
Yeah, her. That's real.
Okay. Right?
You give me something. Is that real? Is that one real?
That's real, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's four left. There's Bertha Bredsacker, No Money Down. Delores Berry, No Other Girl. Diane Newby, Everything's Wrong. And Jill Spring, Sidesteppin'.
Don't know. Okay, Newby. That's the one I...
Diane Newby, Everything's Wrong. That came out on Cap.
Is it the sidestepping one?
Yes.
Ah, damn it. I knew it. I should have gone with my guts on that one. That one I would have been right. Okay, I'm taking that over again. Is it the sidestepping
one? That's right.
One?
Ding, ding, ding. So Bertha Breadsacker, that's actually real.
It's so nuts that it must be real.
And the funny thing is the label Nobody Down came out on is called Whole Wheat.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very prairie.
For Bertha Breadsacker. Della Reese Berry, Another Girl, that's a Northern Soul track that came out on Cotillion.
Yeah, that one I know.
Diane Newby, Everything's Wrong, that came out on Cap. And Doris Stoop, Congratulations Baby, came out on RRG.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty obscure record label.
Okay.
So next category, it's called Soul Groups.
Okay, beautiful.
Now, in this category, there's a fake one, and there's one from my own collection that we're going to play right after.
Let's do it.
So you can try to find which one I own and which one is the fake one.
Okay.
Let's do it. Candyman and the Candy Bars. Voodoo Man.
Okay.
Flip Flop Stevens and the Famous Pop Tops Orchestra. Let's do that thing.
Okay.
Dan and the Clean Cuts. Cooperation.
Okay.
Doc and the Interns. Baby, I Know. And Andre and the Musical Merchants. I'm On to You.
Okay.
So let's go over them and tell me what you're feeling. If you feel a little tingle or not.
Okay. Go with my gut this time.
Candyman and the Candy Bars. Voodoo Man.
Okay. I'm 50-50 on that one.
Okay. Flip Flop Stevens and the Famous Pop Tops Orchestra. Let's do that thing.
I'm going to say that's real.
Dan and the Clean Cuts. Cooperation.
Okay.
Doc and the Interns. Baby, I Know.
Pretty sure that's real.
And Andre and the Musical Merchants. I'm On to You.
Okay. So it's either the first one or... I'm going to say it's the first one.
Candyman and the Candy Bars? Voodoo Man?
Yeah,
Voodoo Man. That came out on Roulette. Dan and the Clean Cuts, Cooperation, that came out on Scepter. That's a Northern Soul track. Doc and the Interns, Baby I Know, that's another Northern Soul track that came out on Now.
Yeah.
Flip Flop Stevens and the Famous Pop Tops Orchestra, Let's Do That Thing, that came out on Shiptown, and that's the one we're going to feature right after I tell you the fake one, which is Andre and the Musical Merchants, I'm On to You.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was like... Oh, that's too bad. I thought that was like some kind of Andre Williams side project or something.
So let's hear a recent find of mine. Flip Flop Stevens, Let's Do That Thing, that came out on Shiptown.
Hey, come on, man.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's maudradiouk.net. So that song was killer. I absolutely loved that. I was totally up my alley. Of course, as you know, we have such similar tastes.
And that's why I picked it out for you. And this is just part one. The B-side, The Flip, is part two.
Is it worth the flip? Like, sometimes the part two is a little bit of self-indulgent soloing and stuff like that.
Well, just like my memory of soul singers, I don't remember what The Flip sounds like, so... Don't ask me. But I'm sure you appreciated that little break in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's such a DJ Parker Pat thing.
Yes, it is. It's it's awesome. Loved it.
All right. So are we going to eventually get one category that where you finally stump me?
I don't know. You're too good at this.
Well, my luck might just change. So let's go for a male soul singer category.
Okay.
You're good at that? So
I am, but you're throwing me some real obscure stuff I've never heard of or sounds just like other stuff I've heard of.
Well, that's how the whole idea of the game came, because I was telling Ben how, you know, soul singers, R&B singers have such common sounding names. And all I could do is just put stuff like Johnson and Blakely and put them in the hat and just pick two names and join them together. And that, there you have a new artist.
Yeah. And it works every time.
And the next category is going to just prove that point. So Bobby Brinkley, the guy with the car, Calvin Grayson, Where Do I Belong, Roy Haley, A Punishing Love, Herbert Hunter, That's the Way Life Is, and Wee Willie Denson, Strange Things Are Happening.
Okay.
So think this through.
I'm thinking it through.
So Bobby Brinkley, the guy with the car. How does that sound?
It sounds very generic.
So making my point here. Calvin Grayson, Where Do I Belong?
Okay.
Roy Ailey, A Punishing Love.
Okay, that's probably real.
Herbert Hunter, That's the Way Life Is. And Wee Willie Denson, Strange Things Are Happening.
Okay, That's the Way Life Is.
So Herbert Hunter, That's the Way Life Is. Final answer?
I don't know. Should it be?
Well, that came out on Spar.
Dang it. Is it the first one?
Bobby Brinkley, the guy with the car. That came out on Monument. And that's an ordered soul track.
Terrible at this.
Calvin Grayson, Where Do I Belong? That's an ordered soul track that came out on Capitol. Wee Willie Denson, Strange Things Are Happening. That's another Northern Soul track that came out on May. And Roy Haley, the one you said, oh, that's true.
Is not.
Is the fake one. Roy Haley, A Punishing Love.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'm going to have to promote this show as listen to Marty get completely pummeled.
Well, I'd be surprised if any of the listeners out there have a perfect score. So, hey, bragging rights to you if you do.
Yeah.
All right. So, next category, soul R&B groups.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite to make up.
We'll see how well I know any of these, too. So.
So, first one, M&M's and the Peanuts, Lil Valley, Jimmy Ricks and the Ravens, S. Corden or Corton? Hank Weston and the Noble Court Band, Let Me Be Your Summertime Love, and Let Me Be is between parentheses. Their parentheses.
Okay.
I don't know. The parenthèse en français, okay? Two Tones Ray Taylor and his orchestra, Lonesome, Wes Wells and the Steelers, It Must Be Love. So let's go through them again. M&M's and the Peanuts, Lil Valley.
Oh, that I know is, I know that's real. I've got that right.
Well, you got that right.
That's one out of everything that you've said. That's the one that I've got. M&M and the Peanuts.
You're right. It came out on Money. Yep. Jimmy Ricks and the Ravens, Escortin' or Courtin'?
Escortin' or Courtin'?
Yeah.
Is that like when you fall in love with a prostitute?
I am having no reaction at all. Next one, Hank Weston and the No More Court Band, Let Me Be Your Summertime Love.
Okay, that's real.
Two Tones Ray Taylor and his orchestra, Lonesome.
That's real.
Wes Wells and the Steelers, It Must Be Love.
That one might not be. I'm going to go with the falling in love with your prostitute one. Escortin' or Courtin'?
Jimmy Ricks and the Ravens, Escortin' or Courtin'? That's an R&B track that came out on Mercury.
I love a mic.
Two Tones Ray Taylor and his orchestra, Lonesome. That's a Popcorn Exotica that came out on Bart.
Okay.
Wes Wells and the Steelers, It Must Be Love. That's some Sweet Soul, Northern Soul that came out on Torrid. And Hank Weston and the Noble Court Band, the one you were so sure about, Let Me Be Your Summertime Love. That's the fake one.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh. So I've gotten zero right. Zero.
And it's funny that the ones you're so sure about
I know.
Are the ones that are fake.
Wow.
Maybe I know you too well. That might be the thing.
It could be, or we're just like too similar in that I hear the same things that you do when you hear like really common sounding things.
Yeah. And we have to tell the listeners that you came up with a fake name for my rendition with Ben on my show. It was a Spencer.
Was it little Tubby?
Oh, Tubby Spencer.
Something or other. Tubby Spencer.
Yeah. Oh, he saw that. Yeah. He saw that bullshit right through.
Well, he got like, the thing is that when you were playing with Ben, he actually knew a lot of the stuff that you were saying, right? So he's like, I know that's real because I've come across that. Come across that. You know, even if he doesn't have it in his collection or it's something that he's come across in the masses and masses of boxes of stuff that he's gone through in his life. So he has a much better edge on this than I do. I've got to be on par with you. I mean, I probably have the same amount of knowledge as you.
Oh, no. You're way ahead of me.
Well, that's what I thought before the show started.
Well, let's just say I did my homework. So let's see with this next one. It's male R&B singer.
Okay.
So first one, Earl Parker Jr., Seekin' for My Baby.
Okay.
Lucky Melinder, Big Fat Mama.
Okay.
Joe Dukes, Greasy Drums.
Nice.
Marty Balin, I Specialize in Love. And Clyde McFadder, I'll Love You Till the Cows Come Home.
Well, I know Clyde McFadder's real, but I don't know that song. I know the saying.
I'll Love You Till the Cows Come Home. That's another Winnipeg number one hit. Well, you know what? I'll give you that one. It's real.
Yeah.
It's a popcorn R&B that came out on Mercury.
Okay.
Well, there's four left. And, oh, did I mention there's one that we're going to play right after?
Okay.
And that wasn't the one. So there's four left. Earl Parker Jr., Seekin' for My Baby.
Okay.
Lucky Melinder, Big Fat Mama.
Okay.
Joe Dukes, Greasy Drums.
Okay.
And Marty Balin, I Specialize in Love.
I'm going to say it's Marty Balin just because it's my name. And I think I hope that it's the one. Can it be the one? Is it the one?
Not only it's true, but that's the one we're going to play.
Oh, nice.
So Marty Balin, I Specialize in Love. That's a R&B new breed that you're going to flip over.
Wow.
And it came out on Challenge.
Well, this whole thing has been a challenge.
No kidding. Joe Duke's Greasy Drums. Aren't you glad this one is real?
Yeah. Yes. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, and the flip side is called Moolah the DJ. It's a mod popcorn jazz on Prestige.
Oh, very cool.
Lucky Melinder, Big Fat Mama. That's a mod new breed R&B that came out on Warwick. And Earl Parker Jr., Seeking for My Baby. That's the fake one.
Oh, see, there's a someone else Parker Jr. out there. And that's what threw me on that one.
And I have to tell you, while preparing for this game, I can't tell you how many names I came up with. And then I went to type in to Discogs, and it already existed.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, I'm thinking of Little Junior Parker.
Aha. Well, that's Earl Parker Jr.
See, they're so close.
Yep.
But yeah, I can imagine. Like, that's what I mean. Your fake ones are so right in with the ones that you're surrounding them with that they just disappear.
And there's so many that I had to throw in the trash bin because they already existed, but yeah, they came out of my crazy brain. So I'm glad that the one you picked out is actually the one we're going to play right now.
Yay.
So let's hear I Specialize in Love by Marty Balin.
Specialize in love.
Well, that was Marty and his sex slave with I Specialize in Love on Challenge. So what did you think?
Well,
I love your voice on that recording.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's such a challenge sounding song. You know, the label Challenge has a particular, like Bobby Fuller, for instance, or that kind of almost R&B blue-eyed sound. I like it a lot. I think it was really good.
If that's not pure mod new breed, I don't know what is. I'll put everybody to the challenge to say the opposite. Because, I mean...
No, it definitely is.
You have to wear a suit to listen to that song.
Yeah. It's full of that teenage angst that is alongside the clean-cut ethos of the mod.
And... it also has that mod bravado of, you know, saying that you specialize in love.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my certificate from my Marty School of Love. I have my doctorate.
Yes, you do. You know where everything goes. I'm cutting that out.
So there's two categories left, and I kept garage for last.
I'm just going to fail this completely.
You might be surprised. So the next category is garage groups. So here we go. Shaden and the King Lears, All I Want Is You. Steve Walker and the Bold, The Train Kept a Rollin'. Stone Ponies, So Fine. Tangerine Zoo, Like People. The okay. Glorified Concubines, Lover's Lane.
Stone Ponies, but I.
So there's another pony in there. There's the Smoke Ponies, and this one is the Stone Ponies.
I think the Stone Ponies are real. It sounds familiar. But then again, let's just see. Okay,
I'll give it to you. Yes, it's real.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The record label is pretty obscure. It came out on Sidewalk.
Oh.
So let's go through them again. So you got Stone Ponies, right? So there's Shaden and the King Lears, All I Want Is You. Steve Walker and the Bold, The Train Kept a Rollin'.
I think that one's real. Can I cross that one off the list?
Yes. Okay. That came out on Dino Voice. Tangerine Zoo, Like People. And The Glorified Concubines, Lover's Lane.
Yeah, that's the fake one. Glorified Concubines.
Well, you at least got one.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I got one!
That's the last one I came up with right before the recording of this show.
See, that's where it's exactly what I was talking about with Ben. Like, I kind of know all those other bands, but that one I was really not. Had never heard of it before, so that's too funny.
Well, my thinking behind that is that, you know, a lot of doo-wop, R&B, and even garage bands have a love for everything that's King's Court, you know?
Yeah.
And the jesters and the princes and the... So, you know, Shaden and the King Lears, All I Want Is You, that came out on Arbet. So I was thinking, Concubine, The Glorified Concubines. Concubine, <yeah. laughs> And that would go perfectly in your sex dungeon. So, and I was picturing, you know, a sort of a doo-wop-y garage title like Lover's Lane. So that's fake.
Yeah, brilliant.
Steve Walker.
Well done.
Steve Walker and the Bold. So you were right.
I know of the Bold. I've heard the Bold before. I've not heard, like, they must have put out records of just Bold. They must have, unless they didn't.
I have no idea. But, you know, it was a well-known record label. It came out on Dino Voice.
Oh, yeah.
The Stone Ponies, So Fine, that's that came out on Sidewalk.
Right.
I have no idea of that record label.
I keep picturing Cobblestone, but that's a different label.
Tangerine Zoo, Like People, that came out on Mainstream, so that's a well-known record label.
Yeah, I think it actually might have charted even at one point. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's garage, but it could well be a psych band.
Yeah, it's got that name. Anything with, like, fruit and colors in it.
Or a space age band like Tangerine Dream that I really like.
Yeah.
That was my university years, my college years. I listened to a lot of Tangerine Dream. All right, so hey, you got one.
Yay.
So last category, and in this one, there's a fake one, and there's one we're going to play.
Okay.
One from my own collection.
Okay.
All right, for prosperity. First group, Atlanta Vibrations.
Atlanta?
Well, the name of the city.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay.
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
No, Atlanta.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
How would you say it in French?
Okay, fine. It's the real one, okay? If you let me love you. See? Perfect.
Okay.
Let me love you. Second one. Larry and the Loafers, Let's Go to the Beach. Gene Justice and the Lawman, No Rhyme or Reason. Meep Meep and the Roadrunner, Justine.
Awesome.
And Moby Dick and the Wailers, I Love Her So. Okay. So we know the first one, Atlanta Vibrations, that came out on SimCorp.
Okay.
So we have four left. There's one fake and one we're going to play. Larry and the Loafers, Let's Go to the Beach.
Okay.
Gene Justice and the Lawman, No Rhyme or Reason.
Okay.
Meep Meep and the Roadrunner, Justine. And Moby Dick and the Wailers, I Love Her So.
Oh. Moby Dick and the Wailers, fake.
That came out on Capital City Sound. Not on Capital. Capital City Sound.
Capital City Sound, okay.
And it's not the one we're going to play.
Are we going to play the Loafers?
So Larry and the Loafers, Let's Go to the Beach. That's real, but I don't recommend wearing your loafers to the beach.
Wear flip-flops. The first thing that I thought, too.
This is mod thinking.
Yeah.
that's real. It came out on Surefine. Gene Justice and the Lawman, No Rhyme or Reason.
Okay.
That's fake.
Should have gone with my gut.
And I like that. The Gene Justice and the Lawman, you know. And Meep Meep and the Roadrunner, Justine, that's where we're going to play.
Oh, awesome. I wonder if it's the same. I just came across a Righteous Brothers record called Justine. I wonder if it's the same song.
It came out on Boomerang. And I double check. It's not Meep Meep and the Roadrunners, but it's Meep Meep and the Roadrunner single.
Oh, so they had like one Roadrunner that they had as a mascot on stage with them as they...
I don't know what the backup band is, names, hey.
That's fun.
That's the one we're going to play right now.
Okay.
Meep Meep.
I love that track, and I just found a version of the Righteous Brothers, not on Verve, on a totally different label, doing that from 1965, and I'm going to play it next week so our listeners can decide, you know, which one's better. I kind of like the intensity of the one that we just listened to. That was very exciting, like lots of screaming and stuff going on there, although, you know, the Righteous Brothers do have fantastic voices, so there's that. I hope that I didn't embarrass myself too hugely, and I hope it was worth your time to play this game with me despite my exceptional failure.
Well, can you imagine how much fun I had just coming up with that game? And as soon as I thought about it for my own podcast, Addicted to the Needle, plug, plug, I wrote to you right away and I said, Marty, call me. I want to test this out on you. And we had so much fun that we needed to do it for your show. So
yeah,
it was a pleasure.
Good. I'm so glad. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. I think this is something that we need to do every once in a while, for sure. And plug your show. So where can we find Addicted to the Needle?
Well, wherever you download on Target, just type in Addicted to the Needle and you'll find me. So, you know, there's hardly anything to do.
It's almost no work at all.
just add one more podcast to your listening list and here you have it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It's for all you record junkies out there, 60s aficionados. We do a lot more talking than on Marty's show. So we play, you know, 4 or 5 tracks per show. But it's all about record collecting culture, DJing, the mod scene.
And anybody who's bought records or gone to a dealer and gotten into those conversations, you know, that seem to go on for ages, and that's what ends up happening on the show. You guys just get into those conversations that all of us have gotten into with our record dealers.
If you want to nerd out on, you know, obscure labels and type fonts for records out of Chicago, this is your place. And I'm just a sidekick coming along and offering my off-the-cuff impressions.
Who gets to walk away with some great records at the end of the show?
That's true.
Jelly.
But the wallet suffers every time I record a show.
So we don't
have a sponsor. And so every episode costs me a lot. Ben on the other end walks away like a bandit.
Yeah, he makes money. Yeah, he does. Well, thanks again, Pat. Thank you so much. And I miss you, brother. I love you. And we will do this again sometime not too far in the future. Promise.
It was a laugh fest in the end.
Yes.
Love you too, buddy.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.